local news, and local music. Okay, that's my pitch. More on the funding drive later. But for the time being, let's throw to a quick word from our first quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. We are just a few short moments away from kickoff in this consequential OUA semifinal game.
Looking for the best in fresh produce, meats, and cheeses? Need to stock up on everyday basics like coffee, milk, and eggs? Drop into Old Farm Fine Foods at 204 Berry Street to gather your farm fresh groceries, frozen meals, and a la carte food items like homemade pizza, soups, and sandwiches. There's something for everyone at Old Farm. Pop in today.
Old Farm Fine Foods presents first quarter football action on CFRC 101.9 FM.
And we are back. Kickoff just a few moments away. The atmosphere is tense. Every player on the field knows that one mistake could mean the difference between living and dying, advancing, or a long bus ride home. The Gales captains on the field, we've got Ashton Miller-Melanson, Darian Newell, Nico Cuomo, Justin Pace. And what a perfect set of captains, four players who have been making consequential plays for the Gales since day one. Nico Cuomo, especially on homecoming, had the game of a lifetime, highlight reel touchdown grab. Justin Pace, you could argue, is the defensive player of the year. I think he's my favorite for the award. Yes, of course. A little bit of professional bias in there. But it's hard to deny the impact he has had this year. Darian Newell, probably in the running for down defensive player, so hand in the turf defensive player of the year, and Ashton Miller-Melanson, arguably the smartest player in the OUA. What a perfect set of captains for this high-drama game. Queens will defer, so we are likely going to see the Gales kicking off, and that's what I want to see. I want to see if this defense can rebound, because they had an uncharacteristic performance against the Golden Hawks, surrendering 51 points. The only time I can remember the Gales giving up 50 points, even some of those lopsided losses to Western, stayed within the realm of 40. So this Golden Hawks team, with some unprecedented offensive success, and although, yes, their passing game is rightfully celebrated, a lot of it does come down to a really effective 1-2 punch of running backs with Tanner Nelms and Tyshawn Jackson. Tanner Nelms is who they tend to play earlier in the game. He's not necessarily a bruising runner, but he's kind of an all-purpose guy. He's very physical, but he's also very shifty. So they'll run him a lot, wear that defense down, and once the defense has been sufficiently tired, they put Tyshawn Jackson into the game, and he is just so fast and so elusive. It's so difficult to account for either of these two running backs, but when they work together in tandem, it's not a surprise that Laurier is able to operate so effectively on offense with that level of balance. They've got five or six guys lined up at receiver who can make an impact, and two tremendous running backs, and a veteran offensive line. This is a team that was built to win this year. For Laurier, there's a great deal of pressure. They're favored in this game, and they know this is their last chance to take home a title with this incredible core of players. I don't know, man. Queens is playing with house money. Yes, they're the underdogs. Yes, it's been a long, at times very difficult season. But the Gales, man, oh man. There's something about this team, an unwavering belief in one another that has been instilled in them by head coach Steve Snyder. We talked to him on Thursday for the media day, and he talked about how they're getting closer and closer to that three-phase game. Last week, as I mentioned, we saw tremendous performances from the defense and special teams units. If that offense performs like it did a few weeks ago against the Golden Hawks, where Anthony Leo had nearly 300 passing yards, we could see something shocking here. If they don't get a perfect three-phase game, it's going to be tough to pull off a victory against an opponent of this caliber. And here we go. Tyler Mullen booting this one away. Opening kickoff for this OUA semifinal contest. The ball is fielded around the 15-yard line, and a great job by this special teams unit giving the Laurier returner very little to work with. So we're going to have a first and 10 for the Golden Hawks inside the shadow of their own 20-yard line, as we do have a Queens player down. Understandable given the physical toll this season has had on this team. That is number 47 for the Gales, and we're hoping this isn't anything too serious, because Brady Spafford, tremendous kid, fantastic player, has made a ton of meaningful contributions on special teams. Looked like he went down a little awkwardly. He got up, and the guy said, look, don't be a hero. Take a knee. Let's get somebody to take a look at you. So I'm hoping it's nothing too serious. And obviously not the way you want to start things off with a player down 7 seconds into the ball game. But I think it's hopefully just a cramp, maybe a bone bruise. Might have just got the wind knocked out of him. It's so tough to assess severity. Last week, Anthony Leo, he went down in the fourth quarter, and I thought it was something truly serious based on his reaction. But thankfully, ended up being a minor injury. Anthony Leo will be starting today. Russell Weir is always ready on the bench. And here we go. Brady Spafford is being helped off the field, moving a little gingerly, but he is moving. Great to see. We have got a spread formation for the Golden Hawks. Tanner Nelms in the backfield. Taylor Elgersma, number 13. The heavy favorite to win OUA MVP, and in my opinion, he's the heavy favorite to win the Heck Crichton Trophy for the National Player of the Year. Making some adjustments, clearly reading the Queens defensive front, trying to get his guys in position. He's got to get the snap off. He does. It's going to be a handoff. That is going to be read to perfection. Justin Pace and company wrap up Tanner Nelms. He doesn't go down, but they play through the whistle, and this should be probably a loss of a yard or so. Looks like they're going to give him a little bit of forward progress, so we're going to get a second and 7. Looked like he might have been driven back, but they give him a gain of about 2 or 3, setting up a second and 7 from about the 22-yard line of the Golden Hawks. Elgersma moving men in motion. Likely going to see a pass. We will. Elgersma dropping back. He's getting rushed. Darian Newell gets in there, and Van Wisher gets in there. We have a fumble. We have a fumble. And the Gales are going to recover deep in Laurier territory. Tremendous job by this Queens front. Getting a rush, forcing a fumble. And Justin Pace, in the right place, gets a huge recovery to set his offense up with tremendous starting field position. What an incredible start for this Queens defense. Darian Newell got a huge rush in, forced Elgersma to step up. Van Wishart with the wrap. Silas Hubert gets a hand on it. And Justin Pace recovers the loose football. A disastrous beginning for the Golden Hawks, as we're going to see first and 10 for the Gales. Anthony Leo with Jared Kasari beside him in the backfield. Leo's going to drop back. He's going to sling this one. It is caught and taken down. Nathan Falcone with a good gain there, getting the Gales right around the 5-yard line of the Golden Hawks. About as good of a start as you can get for the Turner inside the 20. Their defense on the second offensive play of the game forces a fumble. An uncharacteristic turnover from Taylor Elgersma gives the Gales a golden opportunity here. Second and 3 from about the 6. Queens can't pick up a first down without getting a touchdown. Leo dropping back, slinging this one to the corner of the end zone. Oh, really well done there. Looking for Nathan Falcone, but that pass is defended. and that is a huge defensive stop for the Golden Hawks. And if I'm the Gales, I'm not taking three. I'm not taking three. I'm going for this. You can't play it safe when you are the underdog, when you are on the road. You need big points. Although they are, I think, going to bring on Tyler Mullen for a very makeable field goal, I'm a little surprised. It's a great Laurier defense, but I am a little surprised, admittedly. So let's see if we can get the scoring started early here. Tyler Mullen on for what would be about a 15-yard field goal. Snap is good, and the kick is good. So the Gales take a 3-0 lead, aided in large part by an excellent opening gambit from their defense. Queens 3, Laurier 0. Gales take the lead for the first time against the Golden Hawks this season, but leaving 4 points on the board there could come back to haunt them. You need to trade touchdowns with these guys, not field goals. So let's see if Laurier can reset here. That looks like Nelms in the backfield. We have got trips on the right-hand side for El Gersma, and he is going to hand it off. And that is defended well by the Queens defense. A short gain there for Tanner Nelms, running right into the middle of that sea of tricolor. And getting more than most other backs would get. Pick up of about 4 or 5, setting up second and manageable. So the Queens defense already making their mark. A huge defensive play to start things off. But Laurier here with a 2nd and 5. Opens up the playbook, trips on the left-hand side, 2 receivers on the right. El Gersma dropping back, stepping up, and that is a completed pass to number 18, Raiden Thorne, past the midfield mark, giving Laurier their first down of the game. I want to thank our first quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods takes pride in serving only the finest and freshest in local produce, meats, and a la carte meal items. Swing by 204 Berry Street to make your next meal a memorable one. Thank you again to Old Farm Fine Foods. The Gales defense looking to make a meal out of this excellent Golden Hawks offense. Tanner Nelms in the backfield, 3 men in motion on the left-hand side. It's going to be another handoff up the middle to Nelms. And Nelms is not going to find much room there. Taken down by a collection of Gales, including number 44, Justin Pace, number 91, Eric Johnston. And, slow to get up. Number 30, Josh McBain, who was so great for this team last week. That is a veteran presence and somebody you don't want to see limping off the field. We will see if he's okay. He was able to get up. I'm just not sure if he's staying on or if they've made a quick substitution there. Either way, it'll be 2nd and 8 from around the Gales 53. El Gersma dropping back, screen pass, and a good one, but that is read perfectly. Justin Pace all over the field today. This kid has got that X factor, just that clutch gene. He seems to perform in the biggest games of the year, and they stop the Golden Hawks short of first down distance. We had Jared Seaway in there who gave Tanner Nelms kind of the first bit of trouble. Nelms avoided him, but Justin Pace finished that tackle with urgency, and Laurier is in a punt formation, but with 3rd and 4 punting from your opponent's 44, this is prime fake territory. We saw that last week. The Windsor Lancers ran a fake punt when it was like 3rd and 12, and Coach Snyder has talked about how this special teams unit has really been keying in on fake punt and practicing fake punt scenarios. In fact, Snyder said they've been doing that more this year than he had ever done in any of his years coaching combined. And it looks like Laurier might bring their offense back out. We did have a timeout taken. They're going to talk over what they want to do. Would be understandable. Gales keeping their special teams unit on the field. Laurier very well could be planning an elaborate fake punt here. We'll see what head coach Michael Foulds calls up here. Foulds, of course, a phenomenal quarterback. Started for Western for a number of years. a sterling college career has made him a natural for the coaching position. We are going to see that punt. We did see a bit of contact with the punter, so we shall see. Ian St. Arnaud would have had a short return. I'm looking to see if we have a flag down. And we have another Gales player down, and oh my gosh, okay. Oh no. Oh, folks. I was trying to get the right read on that. That is a really, really bad injury. That's Raheem Balogun Jr. Oh, boy. And his ankle in a really unnatural position. That's a serious injury, folks. That is a very serious injury. And sorry if I'm getting emotional. Raheem has just been such a rock for this team. He's such a fantastic young man, and that is about the worst thing you could see for a lower body injury. We're going to take a moment here, folks, because this is definitely going to be a longer-term situation. If you're just joining us, the Gales are up 3-0. They got a great defensive stand early that led to a turnover, ended with a Tyler Mullen field goal. The reigning OUA Special Teams Player of the Week continues his excellent work. But on that punt return there, Raheem Balogun Jr., in the process of blocking for Ian St. Arnaud, got his lower body, looks like his ankle, tangled up with somebody. And to spare any kind of graphic detail, it's not in a position that an ankle is meant to be in. So, well, they tend to that. We are going to play a word from our first quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Stay with us, folks. This might be a bit of an extended break because this is a pretty serious injury occurring here at Laurier.
When you start with pure ingredients, every meal is a feast. And your feast can begin at Old Farm Fine Foods. Carrying products grown by local farmers and with organic farming principles, Old Farm Fine Foods features fresh produce, milk, eggs, meats, cheeses, and more. Takeout and catering options are also available. Visit Old Farm Fine Foods at 204 Berry Street. Follow Old Farm on Instagram today to stay in the loop about their daily specials. Looking for the best in fresh produce, meats, and cheeses? Need to stock up on everyday basics like coffee, milk, and eggs? Drop into Old Farm Fine Foods at 204 Berry Street to gather your farm fresh groceries, frozen meals, and a la carte food items like homemade pizza, soups, and sandwiches. There's something for everyone at Old Farm. Pop in today.
Folks, if you're just joining us, really horrible injury occurring here during the semifinals of the Yates Cup playoffs, as Raheem Balogun Jr. has suffered a pretty severe lower body injury. The ankle is clearly the area affected, and without getting into speculation, it's pretty clear that he will be done today, and if the Gales were to advance, he would be done moving forward. Just a pretty catastrophic injury. We're sending our love. We're sending our best wishes. It caught me off guard on the broadcast. I was hoping it was just a shoe that was loose, but no, there is a pretty horrible ankle injury. Raheem, just an incredible player on the field, former All-Canadian, especially in the special teams realm, such a key contributor. And it's just the absolute worst thing that could happen to not just a quality football player, but a tremendous young man. He's so great to talk with, so easy to interview and be around, just such a positive figure on the field and off. And this is about the worst case scenario for him. So we are sending our love, we're sending our support, we're sending our best wishes. But he is clearly out for today's contest. The Gales are going to have to dip into their depth chart here. Likely on special teams. They'll probably need to – well, they're going to have to really find somebody to fill in on punt return, kickoff. That's where Raheem makes the majority of his contributions, but he is also the second-string halfback behind Ashton Miller-Melanson. So the Gaels, in a season that we touched on in the pregame show, has had more injuries than you could imagine. In the first game of the season, they lose Cedric Smith for the entire year. They've had key guys out of the lineup all year long. Alex Vreeken, his season is over. Matt Camillo was out for most of the season. Jazz Kyra just got back into the lineup on homecoming, their starting left tackle. This is a team that has overcome so much adversity. And here early in the first quarter of action, they're going to have to overcome more. I wish I had more positive news if you're just joining us, but we've seen a pretty terrible injury here. Raheem is being tended to by the Laurier medical staff and will likely be moved to a medical facility for further assessment and treatment. The guys on the sideline, it's tough. It's really tough to get your head right. I've played in games where there have been severe injuries, both for the other team and for our own. And it's so hard to get yourself back into that football mindset after you've seen somebody suffer something pretty significant. But as Raheem makes his way off the field, the guys are regrouping. They're huddling up. And they're going to have to go out there and maybe not put that behind them, but let it fuel them. Coach Snyder talks about how, especially with the young guys, he encourages that they play for the person next to them. And I think all 48 guys on this road roster are going to play for man 49, Raheem Balogun Jr. Queens will take over on offense. We had seen a Laurier punt. It was returned by Ian St. Arnaud, and in the process of that return, that serious injury occurred. They are huddling around Coach Steve Snyder. Laurier on the other side of the field, doing a quick warm-up there. They're letting the guys get a quick run in. Some active warm-up stuff. Very, very understandable. It's chilly. They just spent about 10 minutes taking a knee and just waiting to see. If you're just joining us, it's a 3-0 ball game. Tyler Mullen kicking a 15-yard field goal. Mullen has been incredible as of late. He has rightfully earned Special Teams Player of the Week for the OUA. And certainly the Gaels would love to see him repeat this week. I think somebody who also was worthy of some recognition was Matt Driver, the varsity soccer player turned punter, had the finest game of his young career last week. The Gaels called upon him 13 times to punt the pill, and he racked up 541 yards doing so. Pinned the Lancers inside their own 20 twice, and even picked up a rouge. You gotta love the Canadian game, the rare single point. Many championships have been won and lost off the rouge. It's a key skill to have. Driver has done really, really well, but I do want to shout out Aiden Callan. He handled the majority of the punting duties for the last two seasons, and that's a guy who is getting better on a week-to-week basis, receiving top-notch coaching from Nick Libertor. So, Aiden, we love you. You did a great job for this team. Queen's going in a bit of a different direction. Driver is able to provide just such high arcing punts. Callan was more of a kind of precision, looking for a drop. He wouldn't necessarily put a bunch of hang time on his kicks. He was trying to angle them, bounce them out of bounds. Did a great job of that. But Matt Driver, more of that Ray Guy mold. Kick that ball as hard as you can. Send it to the stratosphere. By the time it comes down, it's got icicles on the side. kind of leg power he has. We will be getting back to action shortly. Once again, just want to thank our first quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Food. In addition to their top-notch grocery services, did you know that Old Farm Fine Foods also offers catering and delivery? Look up Old Farm Fine Foods on Shopify to see the full range of services they offer, or swing by 204 Berry Street and inquire at the cash. While you're there, be sure to pick up some of their hot, fresh coffee. No doubt the people in the stands here in Waterloo could use a bit of that. Chilly game. The Gaels are back on offense here. It'll be 1st and 10 from their own 25. We've seen two Anthony Leo passes, one completed, one incomplete. Yet to see Jared Kasari get the ball, but that might change here. In fact, we're going to see a play action. Leo throwing this one deep, but a little too deep. Over the head of his intended receiver, down to the turf. So 2nd and long coming up here. And that's something the Gaels struggled with last week. They really didn't do a very good job on 1st down last week. They found themselves in a lot of difficult 2nd and long situations. And when you play a quality defense, you don't want to have to pick up 10 yards all at once. Ideally, from an analytical standpoint, a gain of 4 to 5 on 1st down gives you a much higher rate of success than trying to get it all in one go. Leo dropping back, passing to number 8, Matt Camillo. He catches it, but he is going to be well short of the chain. So we're going to see a 3rd down coming up. 3rd and 3. Gaels picking up 7, getting this to their own 32. But still a few yards short of where they need to be. Bit of a low pass from Anthony Leo, but very catchable ball all the same. And the aforementioned Matt Driver. And I'm not sure. Okay, I'm looking at the, of course, cold gear, the drip. He's got the triple Nike swooshes on each arm. I thought it was maybe 3 armbands he had running up and down those long levers of his. But that's not the case. We do have a bit of laundry on the field. And the Gaels are going to be moving back 5 yards. Looks like there was a procedure call tallied before the ball was even snapped. I also want to give a shout-out to long snapper James Gillingham. He had a fantastic performance last week. Every single ball he sent in was on the money. I know he's had some ups and downs this year, but he was so, so strong and reliable last week, and we need another great snap here as the Gaels are now going to punt this. From inside their own 15. Driver gets it off, albeit just barely. It is a high one. Bounces and fielded at the Laurier 45. And that's another great job by this special teams unit, giving up 0. Still good starting field position, but when you contain the returner like that, you really set yourself up for success. Another great special teams play from what I will argue is the best special teams unit in the country. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody better. And that's no shade, just the facts. 1st and 10, Laurier from their own 45-yard line. Taylor Algersma with multiple men in motion. Play action, pass, caught. And that's a great gain for Ethan Jordan, dicing through this Queens defense for a 1st down. That has been the story of this season. Algersma to Jordan, great quick release on that one, finding his man in the soft spot of the Queens zone. He turns north-south, he picks up 20-plus yards, making it 1st and 10 Laurier now from the Queens 40. It's going to be another pass here from Algersma, and another completion, caught and out of bounds, pickup of about 14 there. So with 3 plays, Laurier is now threatening to tie this ball game or perhaps take the lead. Raiden Thorne, he had a good season last year, but he's having a great one this year. Really turned into arguably the best number 2 receiver in the OUA. 1st and 10, multiple men in motion. We are going to see a handoff. That's Tyshawn Jackson, and Tyshawn Jackson getting busy. picking up another first down. This is what this Laurier offense does. They are so consistent. And just like that, they are threatening to put points on the board. Now, if I'm the Queens defense, I am salivating at the sight of Tyshawn Jackson. The way he carried the football there, he kind of had it out in front of his chest for a brief period as he was transitioning the ball from one arm to the other. That is going to put you in prime fumble territory, so Tyshawn Jackson needs to tighten up how he carries that football a little bit if he wants to avoid a turnover. We're going to see a reverse pitch, and that is taken down by Liam Sutherland. Not fooled in the least. The veteran outside linebacker, it was like a little wide receiver toss. It was a very interesting offensive scheme, but clearly one that Liam Sutherland was prepared for, as he just tallied an 8-yard tackle for loss, setting up second and 18. Not making it easy for the Golden Hawks here. After three consecutive first downs, they just gave up an 8-yard loss. Second and 18, passing situation. Algersma will drop back. He has got time. That is a beautiful pass to the right-hand corner of the end zone. And it's oh so close, but they will rule it incomplete. Couldn't quite get both feet down. So Dawson Hodge will be brought on to try and even up this football game. The Gales dodging a bullet there. As the great Al Pacino said, football is a game of inches. And that time, Laurier was just a few inches too far. Algersma pleading his case with the officiating crew. Understandable. That was definitely a 50-50 call. I could have totally understood if they went the way of the Golden Hawks. But instead, Queens defense will hold. And now Dawson Hodge is on for what is a very makeable field goal for a kicker of his quality. About a 30-yarder or so. Jackson Stebbings, the holder, part of this excellent Laurier receiving crew. Hodge gives the nod. He gets the snap. And he makes it look routine. It is a 3-3 ball game with a little less than 5.5 minutes to go in our first quarter of action. If you're just joining us, we saw a great opening defensive stand from the Gales. We saw a pretty devastating injury to Raheem Balogun Jr. And we just saw the Laurier offense answer there. Looked like they were threatening six, ended up with three. Each team has had a drive stall in the red zone. But the Golden Hawks are the only team to pick up any kind of first down so far. The Queens offense had a two and out in the Laurier red zone and a two and out inside their own 35. Anthony Leo had a fantastic game against Laurier about a month back. So far, hasn't hit too much. He had the completion to Matt Camillo, but other than that, he has been quiet. Jared Kasari is in the ballgame, but is yet to tote the rock. He had a bit of a tough performance last week. 54 yards on about 12 carries, but he did have a pretty consequential fumble, which is rare. First turnover of the season for Jared Kasari. He was out for the majority of the second quarter, came back in the second half, and although he may not have had a huge statistical game in terms of his running ability, he did a great job helping out in the pass protection against just an aggressive and athletic Windsor Lancer front. Let's see what we've got here. Isaiah Adams in the backfield. We've got Trips on the right-hand side with Matt Camillo, the inside slot receiver. It is going to be another pass from Anthony Leo. Leo putting some air under this one. And, oh, Nathan Falcone very nearly made the catch of the season, but he will draw a pass interference call. And you love to see it given the defensive back. Bit of a hand up. Good sportsmanship there. I could understand, once again, another 50-50 call there. There was some contact. Yeah, I think that's a good call by the officiating crew there. The Laurier defender had his back to the ball and just got a little too aggressive with his hand checking. Gave a tiny little shove there. Knocked Falcone off balance. So Queens will pick up a first down, their first down of the game, albeit aided by a bit of that orange laundry. We've seen a lot of that so far. Two teams that are usually quite disciplined, but each picking up some key penalties early on here. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Gales from the Lancer 50. Sorry, Lancer, the Golden Hawk 50. Still got that incredible finish from Windsor on my mind. Anthony Leo with Isaiah Adams in the backfield, and we are going to see the first run of the game for the Gales. Isaiah Adams breaking right, and that's a good gain on first down, picking up about 5, maybe 6 with forward progress, getting it to the midfield mark. Isaiah Adams never really got going last week, but a good opening carry for number 0 in your program, but on that play, maybe number 1 in your heart. Isaiah Adams falling forward. Second and 4 for the Gales at the midfield mark. As we've got a completion to Nico Cuomo, and Nico Cuomo is going to pick up a first down and fight forward. Queens with their second first down of the game, and guess who? Mr. Reliable, Nico Cuomo. We've harped on it before. This man shows up in high pressure, stressful situations, and he helps the Gales move it to the Laurier 45. First and 10 coming up. Isaiah Adams taking the handoff up the middle. Oh, a play action. Unfortunately, Anthony Leo didn't get his feet set and wasn't able to get that ball to his intended target, Ashton Watson. I like the design play. It was a great play action fake. I certainly thought Isaiah Adams had the ball. Really good job there by number 0 of selling the handoff. But Anthony Leo, I think, and that's the thing, you're a young quarterback, just a little too gung-ho. Set your feet, make the throw. The jump throw there, nose of the football pointed down, ricocheted off the turf. Second and 10 from the Laurier 45. Anthony Leo running for his life, and he's going to go out of bounds for a loss of 2, so Matt Driver will make his way onto the field. Third and 12, a promising Queens drive, ending short of first down yardage. Looked like a bit of a broken play there. I think that was a design screen pass to Isaiah Adams, but looked like the Laurier defense read it and held on to him, because Leo took a deep drop back about 12 yards before scrambling far forward as he could and going out of bounds. Only a loss of 2. Could have been much worse. And shout out to the Laurier coaching staff, giving Leo a big hug, trying to stop the kid from careening any further out of bounds. Great to see that. Matt Driver, oh, doesn't take the most friendly bounce. Bounces back towards the Gales. It'll go out of bounds, I think, just inside the 20. So another good punt from Matt Driver. Didn't quite get the bounce I'm sure he was hoping for. But it'll be a first and 10 for Laurier at their... looks like they're going to give it at the 22. At the 22. So just shy of another... would have been the third inside 20-yard line punt in the last two games. Laurier quick to the line. Gales were still getting their defensive call in. Laurier going to try and take advantage of maybe a bit of a sluggish Queens defensive front there. Hand off to Tanner Nelms. Nelms fights forward and goes out of bounds. Great run there from Tanner Nelms. Looked like he was going to be stopped up in the backfield. Took that one on the left-hand side. Avoided the first would-be tackler and picked up a good gain of about 5, setting up second and 5 from around the 25. If you're just joining us, it's a 3-3 ball game. Low scoring so far, but both offenses have the potential to put points up in abundance. Laurier here. They can open up the whole playbook. It's second and manageable. It's going to be a play-action pass over the middle. caught, tackled up by Ashton Miller-Melanson, but I believe Ethan Jordan there will have just enough for a first down. Yes, indeed. But you like to see that if you're a Queen supporter. Ashton Miller-Melanson was right on that play. He read it really well. He was just a half step too late, but he limits the talented Ethan Jordan to nothing after the catch. First down, Laurier. It's going to be first and 10 from around their own 30-yard line. We're going to get a handoff here, and Darian Newell is going to do a great job containing that one. Gain of about 3 or 4, Newell and Josh McBain, the primaries on that play. Bit of a longer first quarter. We did have a pretty serious injury, folks, for the Gaels. We're sending our best wishes to Raheem Belligan Jr., who had a pretty scary ankle injury. Really unfortunate to see. Great player, but more importantly, just a great guy. Things bigger than football. We wish him all the best. Second and 5 coming up for the Golden Hawks. The Queens D looking for a big stand here. We are going to see a pass. Elgersma throws this one, and great job there from Ashton Miller-Melanson. Stays with his man, knocks that pass away. I was just saying, it looks like he has got a good read on what Laurier's showing so far. He made the tackle on Ethan Jordan a few plays earlier, and that time he's there to deflect that pass away. The Queens defense, they came to play, folks. They came to play. 3-3 ball game. Laurier giving them a bit of a different front for their punt team here, calling a quick audible. We have less than a minute to go in our first half of action. I think that's the second timeout Queens has taken. Queens using up their timeouts early here. 3-3 ball game. Optimistic, though. This is kind of what you want to see. This is kind of what you want to see. Last time these two teams played, Laurier took a lead early and just sat on it, maintained that lead the entire time. We've got a bit more of an even back-and-forth contest here, at least so far. The Gaels, if they can stay with you, they can make magic happen. We saw that last week with Russell Weir. Good punt there. Going to bounce just past the 40. Ian St. Arnaud will field it, make one man miss. He had about 7 Golden Hawks surrounding him, and he somehow stayed on his feet. Ends up out of bounds, but that's maybe more of a pride play than anything. As we have 39 seconds to go in our first quarter of action, they need something big from Ian St. Arnaud today. I think that is non-negotiable. The Gaels are at their best when they get scoring from all three phases: defense, special teams, and offense. Let's see what the offense can do here. Kasari back in the ball game. Actually, that's Ethan Dahl. That's another quick hitter to Nico Cuomo. Cuomo makes one man miss. He has got a first down, and he is fighting forward. It just means so much to Nico Cuomo. That passion is palpable as he picks up his second first down of the first quarter. Another quick hitter to Nico Cuomo, and he's so elusive with the ball in his hands. And it's nothing too complex, just a quick little juke move. You get the tackler committing, you move the target, you fight for what you can get. And another young man who fights for every inch is Ethan Dahl, and Dahl gets his first carry of the playoffs, and what a good one! Bursting through the middle, Ethan Dahl picking up a first down to end our first quarter. My goodness, an eventful one in many ways, good and upsetting. But it is a 3-3 ball game heading into the second quarter of action. Whew. Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick second to highlight our second quarter sponsor, Pick 6 Athletics. Thank you to Old Farm Fine Foods for their consistent sponsorship. They brought you the first quarter. Our friend, Coach Eric Colonna from Pick 6 Athletics, he's got the second. It's a 3-3 ball game here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Founded in 2020, shortly after many athletes had their seasons canceled,
Former Queens defensive back Eric Kalana created Pick Six Athletics to help athletes develop and continue to improve regardless of their circumstances. Now, Pick Six Athletics is one of the most respected names in tailored coaching, with a social media following of over 157,000. If you want to be your best, your first pick should be Pick Six.
Thank you again to Pick Six Athletics for sponsoring our second quarter of action. Hop on to Instagram right now. Go follow at Pick Six Athletics. We've done some collaboration with them this year. Man, Coach Kalona, class act off the field, was a tremendous player on it, and he has just done such a remarkable job coaching that next generation of defensive back, showing all the tips and tricks. He does great breakdowns on a daily basis of NFL, NCAA, OUA, U Sports football action. Tremendous guy. Really does some bang-up work, and we're thankful for his sponsorship for our second quarter of action this year. We are back at it here. Ethan Dahl, still in the ballgame, had a great run on first down. Anthony Leo dropping back here and doesn't quite get all of that pass. Falls short, and oh my gosh, Ashton Watson. Oh man. Oh my gosh. We've got another potentially serious injury here, folks. Ashton Watson looks like might have clanked heads. Incidental contact, nothing malicious. But he is not moving. Oh my gosh. And that's what it's been like this year, unfortunately. This team has dealt with so much. So much. Every injury that could pop up has. And oh my goodness, we might have another serious one here. We're going to take a minute, play another word from Pick Six Athletics, play a little bit of musical interlude, and hopefully we'll have an update for you. But man, oh man. That looks serious. Ashton Watson. We're sending him our love and our best wishes. Stay tuned, folks. We'll have an update for you in a minute.
For Pick Six Athletics, the goal is, and always has been, to help you reach your dreams and create your legacy. To learn more about Pick Six Athletics and the services they can provide, visit their website at picksixathletics.com today. Pick Six Athletics presents Second Quarter Football on CFRC 101.9 FM.
If you're just joining us, folks, it looks like we might have a second potentially serious injury here. In the first quarter, Raheem Balogun Jr. suffered what appears to be a pretty significant lower body injury. And just a few moments ago, while running a drag route on offense, number 83, Ashton Watson, looks like he might have caught a shoulder pad to the head. But he was unable to secure the catch, and it looked like he had potentially sustained what could be a concussion. He's being tended to as we speak, but I have never seen anything like what the Gales have gone through injury-wise this season. It's frankly remarkable this team is still playing meaningful football games with what they've had to overcome, the miles they've had to travel. It just does not seem fair, you know. It really seems like anything that can go wrong has gone wrong for these young men, and you hate to see it. And it's freak stuff, too. Total freak accident. Just some incidental contact during a football play. Nothing malicious. This has actually been a very kind of cordial football game so far, despite the immense circumstances and, you know, what's on the line. So, I wish I had more for you, but you can tell these injuries, they've shaken me up. You get to know these young men. You meet them. You meet their parents. You develop a bond with them. You want to see him succeed, but you want to see him safe more than anything. And the fact that we have had two serious injuries in not even two quarters of action. This was the first play of the second quarter. I've never seen anything like this. You can tell I'm at a loss for words, folks. Just unbelievable. We hope Ashton's okay. We will try and update you if we get that information, but we just don't know. 3-3 ball game, OUA semifinals. It's also the start of CFRC's funding drive. If you folks like the work we do here at CFRC Music, Sports, and News, please do head on over to CFRC.ca. Maybe click donate. You can donate through Queen's University if you're looking for a tax return, you know, your little tax receipt. Or you can donate directly to CFRC. $1, $5, whatever it is you can spare, it all goes towards the incredible work we do here. Kingston's only truly local radio station. And it looks like we are about to get back in action here. Head on over to CFRC.ca, click donate. Runs until December 31st, but the sooner the better, my friends, the sooner the better. Okay, we're going to try and get ourselves back into a football mindset here. Second and 10, Anthony Leo dumping this one off to Ethan Dahl. Ethan Dahl has got a lot of work to do, and he is not going to find much purchase there. A short gain of about 3 yards on the left-hand side, setting up third and 7, and very likely bringing Matt Driver back into the ballgame. Oh, in fact, it looks like Dahl didn't even get that. I thought he had fallen forward for a bit more, but great job there from Laurier, tackling him up for no gain. So second and 10, a promising Queens drive, unfortunately undone by just unbelievable bad fortune. Two pretty serious injuries so far in this game. I've never seen anything like it. And I've never seen anything quite like Matt Driver as he gets another fantastic punt off. And oh, what a kick by Matt Driver. Fielded inside the 5. Number 34 for the Gaels. Making a name for himself. He's not even played 10 games of football in his university career. And he is rapidly becoming a premier punter in this league. Great kick there from Matt Driver. 3-3 ball game. Laurier is going to take over first and 10. And it looks like it's going to be at their own 5-yard line. Yes, indeed. First and 10 from the 5. Elgersma with Nelms behind him in the backfield. Neither offense has fully gotten rolling here. It's going to be another handoff to Nelms, and he's going to go nowhere. Darian Newell, and it looks like, yes, indeed, Silas Hubert. The dynamic duo out there on defense. Giving number 2 for the Golden Hawks, very little to work with. Second and 8 from the 7. A stop here could result in a conceded safety, giving the Gaels a bit of a baseball score. But second and any distance is a pretty sure thing for this great Laurier offense. You can never count them out. It could be second in the next county, and they'd still be formidable. And Elgersma steps up and very nearly picked off. This Queens defense, man, they are playing out of this world. And Laurier is going to have to punt this one away deep, deep, deep in their own territory. The Queens D, they heard it. They heard what you had to say. 51 points they gave up. 51 points. They say, all right. You got us once, but like with the Lancers, the Gaels want to get their lick back, and they'll do it on home turf. So here we go. We are indeed going to see a conceded safety. Gales lead 5-3 in a World Series score so far here. But that's a two-point lead for the good guys with 13 minutes left to play in the first half of action. As this defense, they have done a phenomenal job so far. And that's good. We talked about it in the pregame show. You need this defense to try and limit the Laurier offense because you can't – look, there aren't many teams in this league that can go shot for shot with this Laurier team. Touchdown for touchdown, point for point. So you need to limit them, and kind of like you did with Windsor, just get what you can when you can. First and 10 for the Gales from their own 35. Play action pass. Woo! Leo puts some air on this one, and that is caught on the sidelines by Logan Walton, a young man who is no stranger to big plays. Had the season-saving touchdown last week, a 39-yard bomb from Russell Weir, and he just caught a 25-plus yard reception there along the sidelines. Anthony Leo, whoo, put some air under that ball. Gave Logan Walton the time to get his hips north-south, secure the catch, and give the Gales a first down, first and 10 from the Laurier 45. Another pass here from Anthony Leo. Screen pass to Jerick Kasari. Kasari, unfortunately, isn't able to squeeze that one a little low. And that's the thing. Anthony Leo hasn't been playing quite up to the level we know he can play at yet. But if he gets hot, he has such a pinpoint accurate arm. We've seen him fit that ball into, frankly, impossible windows before. If he can get rolling, Queens has got a legitimate chance at pulling off a massive upset and keeping the dream alive. Second and 10 from the Laurier 45. Leo throwing this one. It is caught by Nathan Falcone. He spins off contact on the right-hand side, and that is a huge gain for Nathan Falcone. And for goodness sake, another Gale down on the turf. Nathan Falcone looks like might just be the wind got knocked out of him. But we just lost Ashton Watson. We cannot afford any more injuries. And there's no one to blame. There's no one to blame. But I think I am valid to be angry at the universe for the breaks that this team has gotten. And by that I mean no breaks. Nathan Falcone had a great catch and run there, getting the Gales into the Laurier red zone. And it looks like nothing too serious. I'm hoping he just got the wind knocked out of him. He kind of landed on the football. I've done that before. It makes you want to lose your lunch, but it's usually something you can recover from with a little bit of time on the sidelines. And, yeah, it looks like he's making his way off the field. The excellent Evan Knapp Fisher, head athletic trainer there, stewarding Nathan Falcone to the sidelines. And it looks like he will be back, folks. Thank goodness for that. First and 10 for the Gales. In a game they have looked great in so far. The other OUA semifinal, I'll hopefully get a score update on that one in just a little bit. It's the Griffins and the Mustangs. First and 10 for the Gales. Around the Golden Hawk 25-yard line, Leo dropping back, throwing this to the right-hand corner. That is caught, and it's going to be downed inside the 5. A great play here for the Gales on what has been one of the best drives of the season. Nico Cuomo, man. He has played so well so far. He really, really doesn't want this to be the end of his fourth year. Cuomo feels like there's unfinished business. And he's got a chance to keep things rolling. Here we go, first and goal, and we're going to get 3 yards and a cloud of dust, but without the 3 yards. So it's going to be second and goal for the Gales, and Guelph is currently leading Western 13-10 late in the second quarter of that game. Looks like we've got some close contests across Canada, a very busy day for football, as the respective conferences hold their semifinal matchups. Of course, Canada West Conference, they're going to get theirs rolling a little bit later. But we've got action in Quebec and out east. And, of course, we are